Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey everybody, happy Monday. It's Ask Me Anything episode. Do you know that there were two American foundings? Was MLK a great guy? Talk about our open border and more. It's a really fun episode, and also the need to sue the trans machine. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Podcast app, type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. And if this show has impacted your life in any way, consider becoming a member. We're doing a lot more with the members deal. You can listen to all of our episodes advertiser free. It's charliekirk.com and click on the members tab. We have new community stuff coming up, and it's a way to support our program so we can keep on telling the truth. So please consider becoming a member today. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Got a question here. Charlie, what do you think of white identity politics? That is Carlos from Massachusetts. Thank you, Carlos. Yeah, there's a tweet here from Fisher King that I want to isolate. Fisher King, I have no idea who he is, but it's an interesting tweet. So, white identity politics are not driven by desire so much as structure. White people in America have had the luxury of being a majority, didn't have to think this way, and mostly don't want to. But if you force them into minority status and talk about marking and killing them constantly, whiteness, then you will get it. If Jews become another protected class in DEI as a result of these ructions, which is another word for quarrel or disturbance, so as a result of these disturbances, and whites are again left hanged, is it hanged out? I always get that wrong. Hanged out to dry, like they don't matter and aren't worthy of consideration, this will accelerate the white identity politics that already exists in nascent form. So let me just be clear. I don't like identity politics. I want to live in a country where skin color doesn't matter. Of course, there are some racial differences, but they don't really matter. They shouldn't matter. Obviously, you know what does matter? Your character, your agency, your decisions, not your skin color. Skin color is a characteristic that I find kind of boring. It's sectarian. It's tribal. It's not what makes a country great. It's just not. What's happening is people have been so fixated on race because they know that a preference on agency, on empowerment, on meritocracy is a threat to them. By definition, meritocracy is not what the Marxists want. They do not want to tell a population, work harder, play by the rules, save your money. No. They would rather blame somebody else for the problem that they are in. So I want to emphasize part of this, though, which is if Jews become another protected class in DEI as a result of these disturbances, whites again are left hanged out to dry. So I think this is really important. I want to first preface this by differentiating conduct versus speech, okay? Conduct against Jews, locking them in a library, physically assaulting them, murdering Jewish people, which is what a professor did in Thousand Oaks, California, been arrested, zero tolerance whatsoever. But I think Alan Dershowitz on our program was incredibly profound. Alan Dershowitz, who is Jewish, has published several books on Israel, is very articulate in support of Israel, is rejecting this idea that we need more DEIification, and I don't mean that as deification, just so happens to work that way, and put Jews into that category. There are some people that are pushing for a civil rights type regime to get Jewish Americans into that category. The Civil Rights Act is worshipped by high society. Civil Rights Act was a bad idea, and it has not made the country better. Christopher Caldwell writes this very plainly in his book, Age of Entitlement. He's a little bit more careful than what I just said, but I'll defend that. Because what people thought they were getting, this is where Caldwell is so amazing in the book, Age of Entitlement. People thought that they were getting moderate, minor alterations in our laws to prevent the most grotesque forms of discrimination. People thought the Civil Rights Act were adjustments. A little bit of a tune-up here, a little bit of a fix here, a little bit of a micro-adjustment there, and we're good. But what Caldwell does so powerfully in his book is showing what people thought they were getting versus what we received. And what we received is exactly what the Marxists and many of the pushers of the Civil Rights Act intended, which is they sought to refound America. So let me ask you a question. Do you in modern society hear more about the Civil Rights Act or the American founding? It's not even close. The Civil Rights Era and the Civil Rights Act are platformed as far more heroic and deep than the accomplishments of Washington, Madison, Jay, Jefferson, Franklin, and so forth. The Constitution of the United States of America was actually put aside at the passage of the Civil Rights Act and with the Voting Rights Act. Now, you must remember that LBJ weaponized the country post the assassination of JFK to create the Civil Rights Act on steroids. All we needed for civil rights was to enforce the Constitution we already had, get rid of government segregation, allow all people to vote without any sort of barriers, poll taxes, any of that. We got something completely different. We created an administrative state for anti-racism, and we didn't feel this immediately. And that's what's so sneaky about the civil rights deep state. The civil rights deep state took decades to really be enforced against Americans, largely because we were such a white majority country. We were a growing and wealthy and prosperous country. And you had to build these bureaucracies over many decades. In the 70s and 80s, the Office of the Civil Rights Act was still getting its gear together. It was still getting its momentum going. It was still getting out of the train station. It was still taken off, if you will. And instead, we got a radicalized racial bureaucracy that has been growing and growing and growing and growing. And you pair that with the 1965 Immigration Act that got rid of quotas, saying that we should no longer have a preference on European immigration, even though our country was founded by European settlers. Then the 1990 Bush expanded green cards to 1 million plus a year. And before you know it, in addition to Ronald Reagan's massive amnesty push in the 80s, and this bureaucracy started to bubble up and bubble up and bubble up. Almost every disappointing court decision, almost every disappointing racial quota references the second American founding, the Civil Rights Era, as a reason for it to be upheld. Get rid of same-day voting? Well, it's racist, Civil Rights Act. No voter ID? Racist, Civil Rights Act. They look at disparate outcomes, not disparate treatment. And now we look at, as an extension of the Civil Rights Act, they want to include trans people. They want to include all this, the mafia of the purple-haired jihadis. the deep state that spied on Trump, the deep state that tried to ruin the Trump presidency, the administrative state, the desk workers, was largely made possible because of the Civil Rights Act that we worship. That we worship. Most Americans think, this is the kicker. This is the kicker. Most Americans think the Civil Rights Act gave us a country where our laws emphasized character, not skin color. In actuality, we got laws that emphasize skin color, not character. We have been nonstop propagandized by the phrase that MLK said, which is a phrase I agree with. And by the way, when MLK Day comes up, we're going to have a whole thought crime episode on MLK. It's going to be something. He's not the person you think he is. But that's we're going to prep that, and it's going to be great. And just so we're clear, we actually misquote the essence of MLK's politics. We take this great quote from MLK, which I agree with 100%, character, not skin color. MLK was actually an identity politics guy. That one quote he's most known for, which is actually not the totality of his worldview. He was a cultural Marxist, MLK was. People thought they were getting colorblind America with the Civil Rights Act. Turns out we got hyper-racialized America. With the world quickly descending into chaos, the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it's another pandemic or something closer to home, preparedness is no longer an option, it's a necessity. That's where the wellness company comes in. From something innocent and natural like a tick bite to COVID, to the next bioweapon manufactured in a lab, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is what you need to be prepared. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, a Z-Pak, and more, as well as a guidebook to aid in the use of these life-saving medications. The wellness company and their doctors, including Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Reich, Dr. Drew Pinsky, and Dr. Robert Seek, and more, are medical professionals that you can trust. Rest assured knowing that you're ready for whatever the globalists throw at us next. To order this kit, which I use and I have ready at disposal, everybody, I'm not here to give medical advice, but it is the gold standard, twc.health/charlie. That is twc.health/charlie. Enter promo code CHARLIE for 10% off. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, Z-Pak, and more. The wellness company and their licensed doctors are medical professionals. You could trust their medical emergency kits. They are the gold standard to keep you safe. Again, that is twc.health/charlie. Promo code CHARLIE for 10% off. See site for details. Prescription may be required. Again, ivermectin, emergency antibiotics. There's all sorts of nonsense going around right now. COVID, RSV, flu. Go to twc.health/charlie. Promo code CHARLIE. Wellness company and their doctors. Check it out. See site for details. Aren't you sick of talking about race all the time? Well, they're forcing the issue. And that's part of what I think. I think they want to try to create a sense of white identitarianism and say, look, 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 look at these people. And in some ways, it's look what you made me do. And who's to blame for the white people that form their own identity politic group? And at some point, you can only push a group of people so far. And I want to be very clear. This is a very nuanced position. I don't support white identity politics, but I'm not going to be shocked when it pops up. I'm not going to be surprised, and I'm not going to be like fake morally repulsed. I'm sorry, I'm not. When all of a sudden there's people that say, wait a second, you're obviously replacing us. You're obviously keeping the borders wide open. And so again, I don't like it. I'm not going to celebrate. I'm not going to rejoice in it. As a Christian, I don't believe skin color is important. But I'm also not going to do the fake moral virtue signaling. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Why is it that every other group gets their own identity politics thing? And people say, well, what about the erasure of white people and the war on white people and war on whiteness? And again, this off the top of my head, okay, no whites allowed at the Boston Christmas party, and we're not going to give whites bonuses at IBM, and white kids go to the back of the classroom, and no white families at Denver public school playgrounds. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I mean, you know, war on whiteness. We must kill white people at Yale. Yale University had a whole seminar, not an exaggeration, where they said, you know, I dream the day that I empty a chamber of bullets into a white person's skull. That's the Yale Medical School. Not just some like fringe thing. University of Chicago, you know, how to abolish whiteness. Coca-Cola comes out with, you know, we need to get rid of whiteness in our society. And so don't be shocked when all of a sudden white people say, you know, we're just not going to take this the same way. It's nothing against you. Okay, because some people probably have deep-seated resentment, but like, spare me the lecture. I'm not gonna engage in it when I see like the Black Power movement of NAACP, which has become an anti-white hate movement, or the SPLC. Now, as a wrinkle to this, what disgusts me even more is the self-hatred, is the suicidal behavior. If anybody's welcome on the show, and if I ever have Jordan Peterson on this show, which I hope I do, he's coming to Phoenix, I really want to get into the psychology of civilizational suicide. I don't think that has been built out in a way that I've seen. And I'd like Jordan's thoughts on it. Any psychologist is fine. Because usually it's like, oh, well, you know, this just happens. Like, I want to know what really drives this. Has it happened before? How do you get people that have it so good to decide to destroy themselves? And maybe guilt is the answer. I think it is. Maybe it's because they have an abusive father figure, mad at dad, as Tucker would say, is the driver of so much of our politics. Great segue to this clip. Go to TuckerCarlson.com, sign up. He's amazing. He's doing such great work. He'll be at AmFest. He's a friend. He's a patriot. The more Tucker I see, the better. It's not a diminishing return. You know, some people, when they do like a book rollout, you're like, oh my gosh. You know, it's like, how many times can you hear him plug? It's like, okay, enough. And it's get out. Tucker, it's like, the more you see him, the better he gets. It's a very, very rare thing in media, where it's actually like it increases in the, like my attention increases the more I see of him. It gets infinitely more interesting. Okay, play cut 126, a bunch of white women around a table deciding to hate themselves.
The new documentary, it's called Deconstructing Karen.
I am a liberal white woman. We are absolutely the most dangerous women out there. We are erasing their experiences. We are erasing their lives. We are erasing the danger that they're in.
I feel like there's a racist white man living in my brain, and it's my dad's voice.
I hate my dad!
Of course. That's what it's all about on some level.
Mad at dad. Tucker's onto something. By the way, we had our UCLA event, and this young lady, God bless her, wasn't wearing a bra. It was kind of weird. She gets up and she starts ranting and raving, like, you know, I guess I'm glad you're here and all this. And by the way, my dad's a QAnon conspiracy theorist. And she talks about how they had like an intervention. I kid you not. And she's like, it's all this thing. And it's, you know, he's a QAnon person and all this sort of stuff. The primary driver of upper middle class suburban white women self-hatred is mad at dad. You have a strong father figure. You probably don't engage in these sort of political toxic movements, usually.
I've been taking Balance of Nature for several years, and I feel the energy level of 27. I endorse it, I believe in it, and I would recommend it.
My name is Barbara, and I'm a registered nurse, and I take Balance of Nature. I really love gardening. I love being outdoors, and I love watching things grow. Gardening is just kind of an extension of enjoying nature. You get the sunlight, you get the breeze, you listen to the birds. It's the whole thing. I believe in Balance of Nature, and I really love it.
Celebrate Christmas with us. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first order, plus a free fiber and spice supplement with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this exclusive holiday offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Okay, several stories I want to hit here. This one is just kind of some breaking news, and it's Paul from Wisconsin asked the question, Charlie, what can we do to try to slow down the massacring of our kids? This is a theme that we're going to keep on hitting on this program. There's huge legal opportunity and exposure for these witch doctors and their associations that have been going after children. It's a huge opportunity. This is from DailyMail.com. A Florida woman who transitioned from female to male. Again, okay, so let's just pause here. I don't like Daily Mail. They're being politically correct. You cannot transition. You can't transition. You can chop off your parts. You can take drugs. Transitioning is fake. If we win on that truth, we can prevent people from doing this. And this is part of the problem. And again, I'm just blown away by this book. I'm reading like seven books right now. I'm not Blake, so I'm a slow reader. There's Dr. Miriam Grossman's book, Lost in Transnation. We have to have her back on in the new year. I am so impressed by that book, Lost in Transnation, by Dr. Miriam Grossman. And the first thing she says, we give these kids false hope. That is a great argument. That can win over a lot of people in the middle and independent that might say, but you know, they think they're this. You're never going to become the other thing. No matter how much surgery you do, no matter how many drugs you take, no matter how many injections of testosterone or injections of estrogen, you're not going to become that thing. You can look more like that thing. You might feel chemically closer to that, but you will never actually become that thing. Your brain stays the same, for example. Your brain stays the same. Female brain or male brain. They say, but my brain is trapped in the wrong body. You're just confused. We can get you clarity out of confusion. We can offer you treatment, conversation. We can offer you watchful waiting, which has been proven to be the best way to solve this, as Dr. Miriam Grossman would say. So anyway, a Florida woman who transitioned from male to female. So a Florida woman who took a bunch of drugs, who was born male, who thought they'd become male. That's how Daily Mail should say it, but I'll give the Daily Mail is great. At age of 14, only to detransition 3 years later. Again, so it's like, what is this? We got to stop with this language, okay? Detransition, transition. We're playing on their fake terms when we say this. Is telling her story in a new documentary, hoping it makes others think twice. Isabel Ayala, now 20 years old, is suing the American Academy of Pediatrics. God bless you, Isabel. Claiming she was given testosterone after one 45-minute appointment while living in Rhode Island. Now, time out. This is a strong argument, but it has problems. I might be nitpicking. So what they're going to say is, well, okay, then we'll just do a four-hour appointment. Okay, so the time span is helpful to exploit these demon witch doctors that are destroying these kids' lives. But even if it was you did 4 years of counseling, it's never appropriate. It is never appropriate to give drugs. Okay, so don't fall for this. It's a good argument, by the way, to show how insane this is, how evil this is. But the counter argument from the American pediatrics, oh, well, we've changed our guidelines. Well, now we're going to wait 3 months before we offer drugs. Now, that will result in probably less, but do not consider that a win. Okay? Do not consider that a win if we can just get a longer timeline. A win is when we have shut down the entire mutilation, chemical castration industry in America. That is a win. Period. Hard stop. They no longer exist. They are shuttered like lobotomies are shuttered. We don't do it anymore in this country. That's witch doctor stuff. You want to do that? Go to Senegal. We don't do that here. Isabel Ayala, now 20, is suing the American Academy of Pediatrics, claiming she was given testosterone after one 45-minute appointment while living in Rhode Island. That's just, it's incredible, isn't it? One appointment. Here you go. Here's testosterone. She told the documentary makers, she is relieved surgery was never offered to her as she would have wanted it and would have ruined her life. I just don't want this to happen to other vulnerable young girls. She said doctors only looked at her for minutes before she was diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Quote, if I just evaluated a little more, this never would have happened. But it took you 45 minutes to change my entire life and gave me an irreversible health issue. This is a strong case, everybody. Courts can be a big disappointment. But when it involves children, so if you were to try to say, okay, what is a plaintiff lawyer's dream? Again, I am not a fan of plaintiff lawyers generally. I think they make society over litigious. They make it harder to do business. Dealt with one this year. It's ridiculous. Ambulance chasers, okay? There's criteria that if you were to say, what is the ideal? If you were a plaintiff lawyer, what would be the three things? If you don't know what a plaintiff lawyer is, it's someone who literally goes around and finds big companies that are abusing consumers, allegedly abusing, and they sue and they try to make all this money, okay? So there's three things that would be a dream for a plaintiff lawyer. Number one, irreversible damage. Irreversible damage. Meaning a bunch of people have they have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's because of asbestos or because of Roundup. That Roundup is a great example, actually, of plaintiff lawyers doing their job. Okay, number one is irreversible damage. Well, you have that here. Number two, the people doing it have a lot of money, which is 100% the case. the drug manufacturers, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, American Academy of Pediatrics, tons of money. And number three, children. You can win in front of a judge anywhere in the country if you are even half good at your job as a lawyer and you have those three criteria. Your Honor, I have a young woman who, as a child, experienced irreversible damage and was lied to by doctors. The bad guys are making billions of dollars while doing this. The trauma is irreversible, and it happened as a child. You could not script a better criteria to win a jury summary judgment or a judge to go after these companies, and we need more of this. God bless you, Isabel Alaya. I'm so sorry this happened to you. God bless you for coming out and speaking about it. We need thousands of lawsuits. We need to flood the system. We need to flood the system the same way. By the way, you might say, Charlie, what is a template that we could use? The way they went after tobacco. The way they went after tobacco is one of the most, and by the way, tobacco actually has some redeeming qualities. I don't like tobacco, but we were a far less fat country when people were smoking. Thought crime, it's just the way it is. I don't like smoke. I think it's disgusting. I don't like nicotine. I don't like secondhand smoke. I don't like all of it. But we had less diabetes, less heart issues. Yeah, people died more of lung cancer and all that stuff. But that's a thought crime. We were a skinnier, happier country, actually. Don't believe me, ask Tucker about it. He talks about it all the time. Anyway, so Isabella Ayala comes out suing the American Academy of Pediatrics. We need more lawsuits like this. But what is partially creating the foundation of this? This is a really sick video. I mean, it's like quasi-pornographic. I'm looking at this thing like, what the heck is this? Is this like HBO Euphoria or something? Or is this like Dylan Mulvaney? Like, what is this? It's like a trailer for an HBO special. This is a very sick and demented person, okay? Is it fair to call this quasi-pornographic? I'm not saying it's outwardly. It is Dylan Mulvaney making out with another man. Again, is this a teaser for an HBO special? Ugh, play cut 127. But I have a it's a man making out, I think, with another man, very provocatively singing to Blue Christmas. That's Dylan Mulvaney. And Dylan Mulvaney plays into this. The whole kind of trans propaganda scheme is right now you have a man that is looking through TikTok and is like, I can be that thing. Now, men who think they are women are psychologically different than women who think they are men. This is important. The women who think they are men, that one is a little less complicated. The men who think they are women, it's some sort of strange undiagnosed sexual fetish. And so it's important not to loop them in together. It's called autogynephilia. In fact, we had the doctor on our program who came up with this from Canada. Didn't come up with it. I'm sorry. He discovered it. Who coined the term autogynephilia. And they get off imagining themselves as women they find attractive. They want to become the woman they want to have sex with. This is Leah Thomas. This is Mulvaney, which makes it even sicker that we allowed Leah Thomas to go into the locker room with all these people undressing. This is Bruce Jenner, right? That whole program, right? And Leah Thomas' social media proved this. Now, women who think they're men, that one's a tougher one. I haven't seen extensive literature on this. But the men who think they are women, it's called autogynephilia. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Women who try to become men are very different. It's not a sexualized thing as much. Okay, women who try to be, again, no one becomes the thing. It could be that they're scared of their sexuality or daddy issues. They cut off their breasts sometimes because puberty is traumatic. So you have to understand that you're doing it in two different categories. So that's why, to be honest with you, I am far more outspoken about the disgusting, vile behavior and nature of men who think they are women, because there's something really deeply wrong there. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk, your exciting news to share about saving babies by providing ultrasounds. Right now, there is a dollar-for-dollar match doubling the number of babies you'll save with preborn. There are babies alive today about to celebrate their first Christmas because of what we did together a year ago at this time providing ultrasounds. And right now, you can save twice as many babies. Maybe you're already wondering about end-of-the-year giving and want to give every dollar get the most results. Or maybe you just want to know that a girl making this decision deserves the truth, so that next year at this time, she's picking out a Christmas stocking for her baby's first Christmas. It's beautiful to think about. Your gift of $15,000, somebody out there can do it, I'm sure, will provide not one, but two ultrasound machines. $280 saves 10 babies. $28 a month saves a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And right now, any gift saves twice as many babies with preborn. I'm a donor to this organization. We love this organization with the Kirk family. Call 833-850-2229. Full endorsement, amazing people. Click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Go to charliekirk.com right now and click on the preborn banner. William from Ohio. Charlie, what is going on at the border? Is it true that people are bringing bombs across the southern border? Yeah. So our leaders are so focused on sending money to Ukraine, and U.S. officials are now saying Border Patrol agents to walk out for IEDs, incendiary explosive devices. I'm sorry, improvised explosive devices. That was close. Improvised explosive devices, according to an internal memo. Play cut 120.
U.S. officials are warning agents to watch out for IEDs, improvised explosive devices. This now, according to an internal memo obtained by Fox Business, says the Mexican military seized 10 explosives at the border. The memo reads in part, quote, agents should exercise extreme caution and should report any possible armed subjects approaching the border with possible explosive devices.
They're bringing potentially bombs across the southern border. And by the way, if you live in a border state, it is noticeable the increase of crime, vagrancy, homelessness. It's just dirtier. It's dirtier. You can't let 12,000 people into your state a day and expect Arizona to remain this beautiful, amazing place. It's really sad. And we're letting it happen to ourselves because we have a standard and we have a priority of diversity. This is why I don't believe people when they say that they're an atheist. Well, they might metaphysically might be an atheist, but there is something you point towards. There's some governing ideal. There's something that you call good and something you call evil. I believe those things are objective, regardless of your opinion. But regardless, the people in charge, they value diversity over all. Diversity über alles. We must always have diversity. Diversity is the most important thing. Skin color diversity, because that's our strength, isn't it? Now, instead of strength being our strength, borders, language, culture, deporting the foreigners, we have allowed this false idol, this dangerous standard to set in, and we are constantly yielding towards it. That's why when people say, well, Democrats are the true racists, you're playing under the tapestry of guidelines that they have created, where maybe it says, okay, maybe there's something worse than being a racist. Maybe it's not the worst thing you could be. It's not good, but isn't like trafficking children worse than being a racist? Isn't like not having a border pretty bad? Or just, I don't know, the destruction of the country? Or I don't know, cutting off the body parts of your kids? Most conservatives, most decent people have not realized, and they soon will, that we have allowed the radical left, the Marxists, to create a standard that the unforgivable sin in our society is not betraying the country, it's not abusing children, it's thou shalt not even have racist thoughts. I want you to think about that. Do you fall into that trap? It's not a way to run a country, and I can't stand it when I hear some people, but Charlie, you know the Democrats are the real racists. Why do we care that much about the accusation of racism? It turns out that most people actually aren't that racist, just the way it is. I mean, there might be some prejudice and stereotyping, but I care a lot more about lying than racism, don't you? This is not a way to run a country and not a way to keep a civilization. And by the way, just so we're clear, noticing patterns and refusing to commit societal suicide, you can call me whatever you want. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.